And let us bow together in prayer. May the words of my mouth, may the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I'm attempting this morning to give attention to two events. As you know, it's Pentecost today, a Sunday in which we celebrate the birthday of the church. Thank you, choir, for singing a Pentecost number. And I see that particularly some of our choir members are dressed in red, the color of Pentecost. We're all aflame because that is the theme of Pentecost. But today is coupled also with a second theme, the theme of Memorial Day. Pentecost is the beginning of the Christian church, a time when we acknowledge the coming of the Holy Spirit upon a young band of followers of Jesus Christ, and that coming of the Holy Spirit bringing power to them, making it possible for that very small group of people to rally forth, carrying the message of their Lord and Savior into every center, every corner of the world. So that when we recite those words from the Apostles' Creed, I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, which we affirm every time we repeat the Apostles' Creed, we're speaking about a church universal, covering every continent on the face of the earth. And it all had its beginning with that celebration that we mark today, what we call Pentecost. I've been thinking, you know, Pentecost is the one Christian holiday that has not become commercialized. You know, Christmas has its Santa Claus, Easter has its Easter Bunny. I wonder what would be the commercial way of celebrating Pentecost. That'll give you something to think about during the sermon this morning, particularly if you have any business interests at all in terms of how you can make money out of our various Christian holidays. I haven't been able to come up with one yet. I was thinking that maybe selling peacocks in order to indicate the multicolor, the diversity and so on, which, you know, peacock feathers seem to represent. No, I won't go off on that tangent this morning. In many of our churches, if there has been a confirmation class, this is also the Sunday in which they become members of the church. This is also Memorial Day, a day when we acknowledge the great sacrifice that has been made through the years by those who served our country on the battlefield. Memorial Day is also a day of beginnings. And so I thought that probably the one theme that would cover all three of these things, whether we're talking about Pentecost or we're talking about young people joining the church on this particular day or talking about Memorial Day, the one theme is beginnings. You know, it's well for us to remember the origin of Memorial Day. That day dates back to a paragraph printed in the New York Tribune 2 years after the Civil War ended, 1867. It reads, "The women of Columbus, Mississippi have shown themselves impartial in their offerings made to the memory of the dead. They strewed flowers alike on the graves of the Confederate and of the National soldiers." Now, if you've had time to already read the New York Times this morning, you will find therein an article debating whether we're talking about Columbus, Mississippi, or Columbia, Georgia. And those two communities, I can't use the word fighting with each other, but challenging each other as to where this first event really took place. If you have time today, look at it. But according to that earlier report, it says the people of the North were thrilled by this very tender gesture. And the incident became a symbol of bringing about friendship and understanding between the states. The Grand Old Army took responsibility for seeing that every year the observance took place. And in 1971, Memorial Day became a federal holiday. And I think the origin of this holiday is worth remembering, for it may help us to observe it properly. Memorial Day did not begin with fanfare and with marches and with all those political speeches we will hear both today and tomorrow, how we are better and greater than anyone else. It began with a gesture on the part of those who were on the losing side, reaching out in a gesture of reconciliation. You know, it says that war victimizes everyone. During the Confederate War, many men of the winning side were buried in the land of the so-called enemy. Graves of winner and loser alike were dug in that land. Families had been split in two, as brother had fought against brother and cousin against cousin. Maybe in our contemporary setting, we must see again that war divides brother and brother and cousin from cousin in the family of mankind. The first Memorial Day sought to be a day of beginning in the process of reconciliation. Memorial Day, a day of beginning, a day in which the memories of those who had died in war might lead toward the desire for peace and reconciliation, because we are brothers and sisters and cousins in the family of God. Beginnings are important. We often mark them with celebrations, and sometimes we mark their anniversaries with celebrations as well. The day you were born was marked in your family with a celebration, and each year since, friends and family members have found a way to help you celebrate that event, your birthday. Wedding anniversaries are important. They become a time to remember the days you began as husband and wife and the promises that you made. And the anniversary becomes a time when many couples, in fact, renew that commitment to one another. High school and college graduates can expect to receive a letter suggesting a return to the campus for at least their 10th, their 25th, their 50th anniversary of the graduating class. And in coming together, they will remember how at that commencement, so many years ago, they were told it was just the beginning. And that's why the day was not only a day of graduation, it was a day of commencement, of beginning. In my own way, I celebrate the anniversary of my ordination into the Christian ministry. The 17th of June, 1962. I take time on that day to renew the vows that I took 50 years ago at Randolph Heights Presbyterian Church in St. Paul, Minnesota. And I pray that I've been and will continue to be faithful to those vows, which meant so much to me when I took them, and they continue to do so. As you know, 3 weeks from today, We will be observing the 50th year of my ordination in the service, and Rachel, my oldest niece, will be asking me those ordination questions. You know, it's good to look at beginnings. It's good to have anniversaries to call us to look back as well as to look forward, to see where things began and whether they continue on the same path. Pentecost is an anniversary time, a time to look back at the birth of the church, look back at that time when God's Spirit came to a group of people with great power. We read again, as we did in our scripture lesson this morning, of how the Holy Spirit enabled those people to dream dreams and to see visions, which motivated them to go into the world of that day. And in the words of one historian, to turn the world upside down. Maybe better expressed as turning the world right side up. And as we read the accounts of that first Pentecost, and as we come to celebrate the anniversary of that yearning for the Spirit to come again, also with that same power, that we might also dream dreams and see visions of what yet could be in this world in which we serve. And to really give credence to our dream, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Pentecost is time to look at our beginnings and to recommit ourselves. And Memorial Day, an anniversary time, a time to look back at the meaning of this day, a time to reflect on that first day when those women in Columbus, Mississippi, or maybe it was Columbus, Georgia, laid flowers on the graves of friend and enemy alike and prayed for reconciliation. Memorial Day, a time to look back over the 135 years since that first event, and to realize how many more have fallen on the battlefields of war right up to our present day. A day to renew our vows to work for that day when war shall cease. Recalling the words of Abraham Lincoln offered at the National Cemetery at Gettysburg, "It is for us the living to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so boldly advanced. For us to be dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from those honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave their last full measure of devotion." Memorial Day, a time to look at our beginning and to recommit ourselves. And for those young people in some of our sister churches who will be becoming members of their congregation today, wouldn't it be something if on the anniversary each year of that day when they first joined the church, or even when you first joined the church, you would look at the vows that you took and renew them? Anniversaries. So important to look back in order to motivate us to go forward with the same commitment, with the same enthusiasm that was there in the beginning. Let us bow together in prayer. Beginnings, Lord, how well we mark them, but how strong is the staying power. On this day when we observe Pentecost and Memorial Sunday, may we look at beginnings, may we renew commitments. Amen.